T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. The morning news, Mike Mack sitting in. John Dickerson joins us each and every Friday morning to talk about what's coming up on Sunday and much more. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's hot and steamy by our standards here, but I know you see that on a more regular basis in the summer. We're just not used to it like many are. You know, infrastructure's in play politically, and obviously the Senate can defeat, and they're going to go on and on. Is this one of the easiest, when you start talking about infrastructure, is that one of the easiest ones to have a heated debate over because it's money and it's Republicans versus Democrats and it's spending and all those things? How do they get to the compromise, and how do they prove that they've made their point?
Well, there's a lot. It's infrastructure is an interesting subject and topic because there have been some bipartisan agreements between Democrats and Republicans in the Congress under the Biden administration. It doesn't get a lot of coverage because there's not conflict, and unfortunately, we cover conflict more. And but you know, there was an enormous piece of legislation on increasing competitiveness in the global competition against China that passed with bipartisan measures. But infrastructure sits right at that place where it's not immediately doomed because of partisanship, but it's not a slam dunk. And the reason it has any chance at all is because everybody likes a ribbon cutting ceremony. Everybody likes to be able to say they brought home better roads and stronger bridges. And that's not only because it increases jobs and economic development in those areas, but it creates economic activity, or it allows economic activity to take place. So the rest of the economy gets a lift from infrastructure. The problem is our structure in politics right now is fighting against this, which is a number of things that have been happening over 40 years, which is that it has become more, you get a bigger penalty for working with the other side by your own very highly ideological base voters. You also have a situation where with the Congress so close between control of Democrats and Republicans, there's not that much incentive for the minority party to help the majority party, because part of their campaign pitch in the next campaign will be, hey, they're not doing anything, put us in charge. So you have those structural things fighting against getting anything done. And infrastructure sits right in the center of all of that. What's happened is there's some, it looks like there is bipartisan agreement. It just may take some time. And then there's this secondary issue of an enormous bill that Democrats are going to pass. They're going to try to pass with their own Democratic votes. And that's not exactly related to infrastructure, but it sits right next to it. And it kind of destabilizes the political negotiations on infrastructure.
Take us inside political baseball a little bit here. Do you think in general, when you start talking about bipartisan committees and things like that, that Republicans and Democrats, when they're left their own devices, when they're all alone, do they get along well personally, or is there a lot of pure hatred there that's the other side and they're the enemy?
Well, there's less hatred than you might think. There is, you know, folks do kind of get along, but there are some hard cases where nobody's getting along. I mean, there's some extreme members of both parties, and it is more the case now that you can rise in the ranks in your party by saying publicly awful things about the other party. And there are media structures and social media structures that will applaud you for doing so. And so when you make a career of attacking either of attacking the other party and sometimes even your own party, it's hard to put that, you know, back in the box and say we're all pals. But they are more friendly than it seems. But the problem is they're friendly on one-on-one But when something becomes a fight between parties, as almost everything becomes now, you pay a penalty for saying, hey, I'm not going to hang with my party on this. I'm going to go with the other side because on this issue, I agree with them. We've seen over the last 15 years, people who are in one party think of the other, a greater number of people in one party think of people in the other party, not just as wrong, but as evil. And so if I think of the other party as evil and a member of my party stands with them on any issue, then I'm likely to have a more negative view of them than I would have had 20 years ago. And that's the dynamic that makes people behave, partially behave the way they do, even though in private one-on-one instances, they may not be at each other's throats.
Women having to register for the draft. I feel like we've been down this for most of my lifetime in terms of the debate. Where does this stand, and does that become highly partisan?
I don't know. Frankly, I think that there are so many other issues facing the country that I'm not sure it becomes a big deal. You're right. It has it's the kind of thing. I think the debate at the moment is kind of where who makes the decision. Is it Congress? Is it the courts? But I don't think it becomes that big of an issue. Because frankly, there's just so many other things going on. There is a kind of, as the elections get closer, there's a kind of rotating, cloud that hovers over various cultural, fights, and each side, tries to find a way to use it to their political advantage. So you have these storms now and again, but I don't think this is going to end up being an enormously big one.
What's coming up on Sunday?
We're going to talk to Jerome Adams, who's the former Surgeon General under the Trump administration. We'll talk to him and Scott Gottlieb about the Delta variant and the spike in low vaccinated areas, and also some of the mask mandates that are moving back into areas even where there's high vaccinations. We'll talk to Gina Raimondo, who's the Secretary of Commerce, about the economy and some of the warning signs we're seeing. And then Quentin Lucas is the mayor of Kansas City. We want to talk to him not just about what he sees in terms of COVID in his community, but also the issue of gun violence, which is there's been a spike in crime in the country, and there are a variety of different measures being taken part at the local level and by the president or by the administration. And then finally, Phil Rucker and Carol Lenig have written a book about the Trump administration, called I Alone Can Fix It, and some interesting journalism in there that we're going to talk to those two authors about.
John, appreciate it very much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
You bet. John Dickerson, nice enough to join us. Now, why would someone get out on the top of their game? What if you build something and you finally got it right where you want it, and then you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step down. We've got a guest that is doing just that on the next half hour. Stay with us. Mike Max sitting in the morning news in WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.